Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. You know the drill by now. Go to heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty-free at checkout for free shipping of their award-winning range all across Australia.
And don't a lot of people need some right about now?
Oh, yeah. New year, new you.
The Funksoul brothers are suffering out there with their with their hangovers from big festive seasons. So get some heaps in and sort yourselves out.
Yeah, don't end up like me in the gooch. I hope no one ended up like me in the gooch of the year last year between Christmas and New Year's. I decided after a couple of weeks of heavy drinking to just start doing heavy kettlebell swings in the backyard. Went for a shit. Full toilet bowl of blood. Uh-oh. Straight to
this
the
is
doctors.
An ad, mate.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, hey, everyone's listening now. They'll go, fuck, I need a heaps. I don't need that.
Switch
scare.
Out of heaps and be a lot less like my little friend here.
Yeah. Don't have your arsehole turn into the elevator from The Shining, because what had happened, they said, too much booze, too much shitty food, and then I just tore me balloon knot a bit. Yeah.
Good gracious. Anyway, get some heaps normals, everyone. Behave yourselves.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gulf
at LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes.
Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rack can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. We are in the new year.
We are.
Sort of. Mm. Although we're recording this a bit early because both of us need a little bit of a break. Still an episode coming up. But this will be a very short intro just to tell you, you know, let's get off to a good start of the year. Mm-hmm. Try to bully some more friends into listening and contributing a little bit of their hard-earned. And
it's pretty much, we've got a ripper episode coming up for you. If you want to see Heggie live this year, 2024, his new tour, Grogan, on sale now, lukeheggie.com, and check out, he doesn't have one, he doesn't have two. He's got, in his fancy language, trois specials on YouTube. Check them all out and then go see his new ripper hour, Grogan, lukeheggie.com.
Thanks, mate. And while you're at it, over there on YouTube, if you've got it, get Nick Cody live at the corner into you this summer. Crank up the aircon and sit down and crack a coldie.
Only YouTube special from me.
Yes.
Just that.
Plenty of time, mate. Plenty of time. All right, let's get into the app.
Let's do it. Woo!
We're back with another round of Patreon abuse. Get on patreon.com/midflightbrawl for all of our bonus content, the video episodes, the spin-off podcast, Land Larrikins. There's almost 100 eps of that. It's all there, patreon.com/MFB.
And just give a bit back to society while you're at it.
Yeah, keeping the lights on at MFB. HQ. This one's from Ian. So Heggie doesn't have to rely on flogging pencils to avoid working on a building site, swapping out portaloos, and Cody can afford a tie to go with his trademark blazer on the project. You need to cough up some Australian currency. It's that simple. I won't publicly shame you, Mark and Francis, but I did. You too, Liana. Cough up, you cheapskate Queenslander.
All right. Quite specific there, Mark, Francis, Liana. Do some work. This one is from Andy. Can we get the red cunt to lay off Heggy about barley? Yeah, thanks, Andy. The upper crust and erudite Mr. Heggy will be much better posted to recording an episode from a Macca's on a cruise ship off the North Carolina coast with special guests Jaden, and Jaden. I can. He spelt all those differently. I can even lend you a Jaden, J-O-I-D-Y-N, but he's lowbred as fuck. There's no point in even trying to abuse the cheap bogan into Patreon membership. Fuck you, Jaden.
This one's from Jay Mills. Chris and Tom, you penny-counting scummies, get on the Patreon. I know you got the coin because you both have enough to buy those battery fires of an excuse for cars. Heggy and Coach just want to get over to Bali and pay some respect to our lost Aussie land scummy heroes, Andrew Chan and Murian Sukumaran. Props, check out the local Kuta scene in Kuta. So he's spelt Kuta, C-O-O-T-A.
Yeah.
The Kuta scene in Kuta. Lift your heavy keyboard bashing hands, put them in your pocket, and get out some moolah, you fucks. Merry Christmas. Thanks, Jay Mills.
This one is from, and we've featured him earlier. This is from Kurt. Gentlemen, love your work. Oi, Jono and Nicky, tight ass cunts. Dig a little deeper and help a couple of battlers out to help keep Heggy off the tools. You're happy to raw dog it, emptying the septic tanks, but can't swing $10 a month? Appalling. Luke, Nicholas, carry on as you were.
Cheers, Kurt. This one's from Sophie. Hugh, maybe instead of spending money on gluten-free, plant-based vegan protein powder and organic buckwheat, split the cost of this sub with me, considering you ruined my 23-year-old Northern Beaches humour by introducing me to it. P.S., if you intentionally become a spam head, I'm Gonski's. Thanks for all the laughs, guys. Listen to every single episode of both pods while working a harvest. My brain is rotted.
Oh, thanks, Sophie. Wise words.
I can only imagine what a normal 23-year-old Northern Beaches sense of humour would be like.
All right, mate. This week we're going to kick off with a bit of music from the region we're from, a bit of Edward Hill. To kick us off, one of Russia's finest ever singers, beautiful baritone voice, became incredibly famous.
Beautiful.
Really relaxes you into a into an evening of fucking three bottles of vodka and a fight.
Darting inside.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway. Edward, about 10 years ago, shuffled off, didn't he?
Oh, no. Edward. Like the loss of sunlight on a
cloudy afternoon. Oh, that'll do.
Edward Crew.
Anyway, just a bit of a tribute to the region.
Just to absolutely shit our songs to kick things off. Really,
oh my goodness.
Testing the patience.
Yeah, I don't know which
of our
is
listeners.
Worse.
There's no more.
East v West. Don't know. Close run race that. This week, mate, we're looking at Siberian Airlines.
Yes.
Flight from 1 March 2018.
Siberian Airlines.
Oh, St. Petersburg.
Not even Aeroflot.
No. St. Petersburg to Novosibirsk. Novosibirsk, home to a vibrant opera and ballet scene. And aren't the Russians
beautiful.
Good at that stuff?
Oh, yeah. We just heard before,
they
mate.
They bloody love it. always have been. Oh.
I'm not going to play.
I don't know that counts in opera or ballet, Edward. Testament to the training methods, isn't it, over there, and constant threats of violence from a young age. Really makes people work hard. Stick to and excel at the arts. We'll talk about, you know, albums, get some heroin in you, right? So, nah, have a fucking hand, the back of a hand over your head from a young age. You're going to be fucking good at your job, whatever it is, yeah. including the arts.
Well, that's it. My 5-year-old loves gymnastics.
Yep.
He tells people he's a gymnast. Now he found out they're at the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
the Paris Olympics. Said yeah. he wouldn't mind going over, watch the gymnasts.
Oh, yeah.
So one day he knows what to do when he's in the Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm like, the fact you've gotten through this sentence without me yelling at you or punching you,
yeah.
you're not going to be a good one.
Their dads hit them, buddy.
Mm.
So if Sorry, you mate. Really want this, how badly do you want this?
Pick a side.
When your fucking legs are out of casts, you can do it again. Siberian Airlines, otherwise known as S7.
Sick.
An S7 plane in 2000.
S Club 7.
S Club. In 2016, on the music angle, OK Go used an S7 plane for their upside down, inside out, zero gravity video clip. It was fucking superb. You want something Great. Done with questionable OH&S, sack your safety guy, go to Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Get the job done.
We spoke about it the other day. A guy with a dart out the side of his mouth.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be the pilot.
And you'll like float.
It was really good. Their video clips are great. You don't get too many good music video clips anymore. Internet killed the fucking video star somehow. Short attention spans.
Yeah, of course.
Ads for Ray-Bans, that sort of stuff.
You'll know. I keep an eye on it, being, of course, on breakfast radio, on a commercial radio station.
Mm.
Songs now, because when a song
plays, it's a minute.
Mate, a minute 46 or something for the new Amy Shark.
I tell you what.
You have to sprint to piss.
Yeah.
Don't shake at the end. Sprint back.
Wow.
No washing hands.
Number twos are gone.
Oh, absolutely not. No
Radio
time to
DJs
wipe,
are going to need colostomy yell. Bags soon enough. What's that? You can't do anything.
Minute 48.
Whoa. Used to put on Bohemian Rhapsody. Go to the 7-Eleven, get a pie. Choose which pie you want. Get the one from up the back. Eat it. Have a Slurpee, eat the Mars bar you put in the Slurpee, go back, have a number two, get still falsetto, still going. That's gone. Gross. Couple of Siberian Airlines mishaps.
Oh, fuck. This will be busy.
Yeah.
Because for every zero There's gravity music video they're putting out, it's also.
There's a lot of upside down planes. These are the ones you hear about.
Zero survivors.
Yeah. They don't mind a bit of media silence. At the best of times, especially when something's gone wrong. A 2001 Air Siberia plane.
My favourite bit about what was the nuclear what's it, the famous Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, we've got to tell people, whoa.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure it out. There's a fire on the roof. That's all we know.
Yeah. That's probably a guy with a dart at the nuclear reactor. Just got his hands in those rubber things. He's flicked a dart in there.
Yeah.
Done. 2001, Air Siberia plane from Tel Aviv to Siberia. Ukrainian missile took it out.
Oh.
Here we are being told that Ukraine has never done anything wrong. One of those things is fake news.
Yeah.
78 beautiful angels rose through the black smoke. That day, full complement there of plane full turned out to be a run-of-the-mill workplace accident. The Ukes were just testing a surface-to-air missile, had it trained in on a drone, but the thing missed the drone, honed in on the Siberian flight that was just flying above the drone there, and missed that too, but exploded 15 metres above it enough to do the job. Bit of good old-fashioned... That's a bit of good old fashioned. I'm going to swing my arms around. You get in the way, it's your fault. That's not. I don't know about that story.
Yeah,
I'm not buying it. There's a commercial plane above your drone, and you still fire. I don't know.
Yeah,
not having that.
This is how good our surface to air missiles are.
Yeah,
it doesn't even give a fuck about the plane above the drone.
Yeah,
it's still locked going. In on the. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's all right. It's missed the plane. Oh no.
These are 2001 drones too. Mm. They're not what they are now.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not having it.
What do you think of drone racing? That popped up on YouTube the other day. I think it's a Red Bull thing.
Not much.
Yeah.
Are people
like
in
them? Drone F1. No.
Nothing then.
Drones.
Red Bull, stakes should be way higher than just crashing a drone. They should be forced to run on Red Bull. A 2004 terrorist bomb.
When do you think Red Bull, with just the onslaught of mental illness, they just get involved in like... an agoraphobic person going down the shops, they'll get a Red Bull jacket or something.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, when will they just get around mental illness?
Everything. And, that's the new extreme
this
sport.
This anxious person went to a party. Red Bull.
Yeah.
Gives you wings.
This guy with four conditions got on a plane. Red Bull jacket.
Yeah.
I don't get in anything that's got Red Bull. I don't drink it, and I certainly don't get in any vehicle or anything that's got Red Bull written on it. I wouldn't get in a fucking ute that's got a can of it on the floor. not having it. It's a bad time.
Yeah.
You're going to have a bad time.
Do you think it's always those, now when there's a disaster, it's never just the disaster happens. There's seven steps, seven things have gone wrong. Do you think always in one of those steps,
there's a can of energy
six
drink.
Degrees to Kevin Bacon?
Yeah. 4 degrees to an energy drink.
Whoa, rewind the tape.
Yeah.
There's a Crush V can on the floor there.
Most times. A terrorist bomb took out another of their planes in 2004, took that out of commission. In 2006, in Irkutsk, which I'll admit I thought was a fictitious place on a risk board, a pilot forgot to put his foot on the brakes when landing, overran the tarmac, crashed into a concrete barricade.
Oh.
125. Gone too soon.
For some speed.
That's.
And I'm picking this one for this reason.
Like a comet.
Yep.
Yep.
That's an oversight. Get the barricades out of the way for that exact eventuality.
Just like an old person trying to park at the shops.
Yeah.
No, they always,
they don't need all those poles. Yeah.
Wrong one.
Oh, straight through a fruit shop or something. Yeah. That happens a bit.
Private school pool down in Melbourne the other week.
What?
There was a car floating in the pool at the private school.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, what's happened here? And then I remembered old people exist.
Was it one of those old men, like a retired banker or something, in a boxy Mercedes? They're always in.
It was a four-wheel drive.
Big tank of a car.
Yeah.
Old though?
Yeah, it was an old person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old car though? Or just...
No, not an old car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because they tend to not give up their licenses the same way they don't want to give up their non-power steering fucking massive cars and wonder why alfresco diners become stats.
Should be cheaper, I reckon. Alfresco.
Without a doubt. High risk. Especially on some of the streets it's on.
There's a Red Bull jacket. Is that three alfresco meals this week?
Brunches. I mean, brunching people, I think we can do without anyway. But
well, maybe that's why the bottomless cocktails are a thing. You know, you've had 13 mimosas. Yeah. So when the big fucking G-Wagon hits you, you're a bit loose.
I mean, if I'm forced
brush
outside.
It off, go, what happened? What happened, ladies? Woo! Car brunch.
Yeah, you would just bounce off it if you relax. So I'm always back to the wall, back to the building.
Like a mafia boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see a car coming. Like your date mightn't be so lucky, but you'll be able to stand on the bench, jump over the top.
Just got an army roll out here.
Excuse
real
me.
Quick.
Yeah. Hold that thought. I was going to jump up in the air.
Don't even tell.
Anyway, why have barricades anywhere near there? Have a sand trap or something. You're not supposed to fall off a fucking trampoline either, but I don't dig bear traps around ours. Like don't tempt fate with that. Concrete barricade. Don't have it anywhere near a fucking...
Yeah.
Well, there's chain wire fences near the Sydney one. Plan to go straight through that, take out a few cars, but it's better than a fucking concrete barricade, which would also take out a few cars. Anyway. Okay, mate, time for a bit more abuse here. Get over to patreon.com/midflightbrawl if you want to avoid it /get in on it. This one's from Julian, Xavier. It is admirable that you took up a career in the medical field as a nurse to help the masses. You even helped the likes of Heggie's Fred and protesting mates. It still doesn't change the fact that you're a cheap, freeloading, Melbourne fancy haircut wearing, bike commuting, concrete spraying, let the neighbour mow your lawn, but never mow theirs. Look at your mate's missus and saying, she'll do. And most importantly, not paying for content so Heggie can get off the tools.
More tea!
Love your brothers, you dog cunt.
Next bit of abuse is from Bryce. I only know one other fella in town who listens to this shit, and he's a top bloke. Doctor and all-round nice dude, so I won't hang shit on him because he probably already is supporting MFB on Patreon. But Scotty, If you aren't already, mate, charge the next fat old bloke who asks you to check his ass grapes, triple the going rate, and throw a few quid the way of these pair of roids. All the best for Quissy, lads. See you around like a stapled anus, Bryce.
I think Bryce might have a stapled anus.
Oh.
This one is from Dick Flop Dave.
Right.
Hey, James, you irredeemable, skibing, grotty cunt. Just because you dress corpses in a funeral home, true, that doesn't entitle you to fuck someone's rotting grandmother, also true. In the same manner, you're fucking Heggy and Cody over a few measly bucks a month. Necrophilia aside, you really need to speak to a specialist to curb your enthusiasm for the furry community and support of late-term abortions. You're such a tight cunt, you won't even get out of the bath to take a shit because you'd rather waffle stomp a turd than spend 15 cents flushing a toilet. Get high on your own, jankum, and then get fucked, you miserly shit man. Your mate, Dick Flop Dave. What a ride.
It was busy. Dick Flop Dave was busy.
Yeah.
Oh. This one's from Julian. I guarantee that neither of these land-bound Gerard Finnerans have ever contributed even a cent towards the fine gentleman at MFB HQ. Riley and Jordan, you disloyal, selfish, ungrateful pair of pricks. I hand you the link to the best air-related podcast on the interwebs and you decide it's below you. The only thing that's below you is my balls. Suck me from the back. There's also no chance that either of these fucking grubs listen to this podcast anymore, but I'll send it to them. Don't worry.
All right. Last one for this batch, mate. This is from Tom. Hey, Dom, you useless fuck. How about you stop being a tight cunt and pay for your entertainment? These men do God's work and Heggie deserves a trip to Bali as a reward. So fucking help out.
That's right. Get this man to Bali.
We're looking this week at an unnamed Russian man, 47 years old.
Boris.
You reckon?
I'm going for it.
143 million of them. Unless you like Dostoevsky or Putin or fucking Stalin or something, it's maybe Ivan Drago. Everyone else is unnamed. Easier to rub out. They do go missing. John Doe in Russian is Ivan Ivanovich.
Nice.
It's good. That's their John Citizen.
Great. That's Ivan on the Ivanovich. Visa ad.
It probably is. I haven't gone that far, but I reckon it would be. I tell you, if you had a business producing Ivan Ivanovich, fucking paper labels with a bit of string on them for people's toes at the mall, you'd be a billionaire in Russia. Anyway, for all their differences and disagreements while we're down here, the Russian and American economic philosophy.
You'll never guess who just bought Arsenal.
What?
So he makes toe tags with Ivan Ivanovich. Big fucking yacht.
Yeah.
Big yacht.
Yeah.
Just below a cruise ship size yacht. And then I want to watch football. A
lot of houses, palaces all over the world in Western countries. Like their economic system turned out to be exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like for all that, if anything, the Russians are just ahead of the game, recognizing that oligarchies should, few people should be in charge of everyone else. It's the only way. That's what we've got. Laughably, I reckon Australians are attempting the same thing here. Like just that dumb real estate pundits who in their sentences and prepositions have found themselves in positions of power here.
Jerry Harvey.
Yeah, just fucking dumbheads. And that's what we've got. They're our oligarchs. Just fat fucking Lindsay Fox Bevins and shit. Like that's what you got. Anyway.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, that's who, like, real estate people here have considered, we look up to them. Should be able to fucking arm wrestle or just straight up fight someone for their third house. Like if someone's got three houses, you go, no, I'll have that.
Yeah.
Try to keep it. Got six houses, have you fuckhead. Stop me from walking in there. You can keep this one. I don't know. Anyway, obviously bashings aren't great, but it's just not enough bashing rich people for their stuff.
Well, yeah, if you don't at some point, then a revolution, then it's the ultimate bash.
Well,
the big group bash.
It fucking will be. Anyway, henceforth, our mate today will be referred to as Ivan Ivanovich. Ivan was sitting in economy class.
By the way, rarely does someone talk about bashing someone for their possessions, and then the next word is henceforth. Good on you.
He was in economy class, but near the front of the plane when he got up and began wandering up and down the cabin.
Well, that happened. Well, Virgin on my flight up. Business, but the new business. No purple divider. No,
yeah.
I turned my head around and made eye contact with someone. Obviously, I complained straight away. Excuse me, where's the purple plastic?
Mm. I got on one not long ago. I was in seat 1A. I thought, I'm in here. They've just upgraded me. They hadn't. There was no business. Grim.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Hmm.
Maybe Ivan was old enough to be curious as to why the fuck there are different classes in a Siberian Airlines plane, class communism. He started swearing, banging on the sides of the cabin and on the windows. That's a reach over. You've got to reach over, excuse me.
Yeah.
I want to bang your window. Excuse me, I want to bang your window. Third one, you're getting a fucking punch, I would think. A flight attendant asked him to sit back down, but he ignored them and started swearing at passengers and attacking them randomly. Wouldn't mind an aisle seat on that plane. Licensed to bash, isn't it? Get some unrelated frustrations out. He asked another passenger something, swore, and then hit them. People need to think on their feet with a madman. Get your answers out succinctly and fast. Like you ask someone
And on that plane, you get to say, come on, comrades.
Yeah.
It's legit.
There's no mention of this, but if you had to guess, and that's not all we do here, but there's nothing to suggest that potato juice wasn't involved here.
Well, at some point.
Then he's taken a seat next to a female passenger and began sexually assaulting her and pulling her hair.
So he's got to move. Well,
he just took a seat, just sat down. A young man seated next to her spoke up, Ivan Ivanovich.
Let me guess, punched him?
And?
Kicked him.
Elbowed.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Follow through.
Checking a shot.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
My godfather taught me how to throw those.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
You've got to be real close to get an elbow in.
Mm.
That's not a novice move, the punch elbow combo. Good on him. That's good. That's good.
Just get it done.
Teaching a young kid.
And the two ears headbutt. Two ears headbutt.
All right. You can grab the two ears and get headbutted, though, as well.
Whoa, that'd be rough.
Sneaky. A flight attendant jumped on him and pushed him away from the girl. Ivan has asked another male passenger if he knew who he was. The passenger said no.
Oh, no.
And the unnamed man hit him. There's a tough one. I reckon both answers would get you fucking.
Yeah.
That'll get you a punch.
I reckon it was rhetorical, that, coming out of.
Do you know who I am? Yeah. Whack. I don't know. He started yelling something about Olympic medals, so maybe.
Weightlifting.
He's an ex-athlete, hence the mental breakdown. They don't tend to fare well.
Yeah.
It didn't say. Post-retirement at the age of 30, a lot of years to fill up there. No amount of the world's vodka can sort that out. You're going to get fucking angry at some stage and depressed and, you know, feel ripped off and people don't know who you are, even though you're a hero.
Well, I reckon that would be most Olympic athletes from most countries. You win a gold medal for Australia, you're fucking caning it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, depends how ugly you are.
What's a pole vault? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Even the ones who aren't. Who are genuinely champion swimmers get a bad deal.
Yeah.
Once every 4 years, we give a shit. The rest of the time, these tickies are just going back and forth, looking at the black line, making probably 30 grand a year.
Yeah.
That is grim. I mean, it's better than actual work, but not by much. I'd rather just work, I reckon.
Yeah.
Instead
of raking a chlorine.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Your teeth lose all their enamel and go super white, and you got a big head. And if you're not commentator worthy, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're not serial or commentator worthy. No chance.
Yeah.
Absolutely no chance. There's Superfish and a handful of others who got media commitments. The rest, that recent batch who went through the Olympics, very successful.
Yeah. Titmus and.
Maybe the most ever. I reckon they're buggered. Like, that time's come and gone. Weet-Bix don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, good luck to everyone out there trying to achieve stuff. Go for your lives, but just take it easy when it doesn't happen. Even if it does happen, take Relax. It easy afterwards when you've got to do something else, such as use your brain. Ivan went and sat down next to a man who was holding a baby.
Oh, no.
What three words did he say to them? I'll give you 1,000 AUD plus give you one of the words.
Yeah, give me – all right.
He said to the baby.
What, said to the baby.
Three words. You can have word one, word two, or word three.
Two.
Little.
You little cunt.
No.
Oh. He said, how far off?
Well, I mean –
two words.
two words off. High.
High.
Little.
Fuck.
Slut. And then he tried to grab it. Probably to save it. I don't know. Man, it's another passenger. Imagine saying that. Another passenger got his attention and he told them he was going to break their face. The passenger stood up and Ivan did break his face.
Oh.
Well, he attacked him. There's nothing to suggest he didn't break his face. Break your face is not necessarily, you know, you just got to break something. Nose, cheekbone, spirit, eyelash, whatever. After this, other passengers came over, pushing him down on a vacant seat, threw a few punches in, like just a few opportunistic punches.
Of course, you have to.
A few.
That is fair.
I'd get a sly one in.
Sexually assaulted a woman, you've grabbed a baby.
Called it a slut.
Yeah, called the baby a slut. Mm. You could really go to town on this bloke.
I mean, stopping short of claiming to be Marky Mark, I reckon if you remain on the front foot at all times on a plane, you can cut this sort of thing off at the pass.
Yeah.
As soon as a voice reaches over about 70 decibels, clench your fists, get ready. You're up.
If I can hear it through noise-canceling headphones, you're on.
Oh, for sure. I watched the video of him being bashed, and it wasn't bad. Useless for here because the audio is rubbish and it's gibberish what people are yelling, obviously. I hadn't bothered to learn English. So the flight attendant ran over with some seat belts.
Play some highlights over the top of me head, Conrad.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Rad.
You'll see some bashings.
Thanks to Rad for cutting these up, by the way.
Oh, yeah, great work, Conrad. Thanks, mate. Don't watch them, but I believe they're quite good. Flight attendant came over with some seat belts, tied him up until they landed.
The final round of Patreon abuse. Thank you to everyone who has sent it in. And if you want to be a part of this merriment next year, join now, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. This is from Gosha. Hey, Eddie, darling husband. The fact that you can budget in 14 grams of Adelaide's finest devil's lettuce and not budget in throwing these documentarian/historians a half stick a month worth of AUD, then I'm not sure we can budget getting the kids any presents this year. Boo hoo, El Cheapo.
Ooh, I like it. This one is from Tom. Merry Christmas, Imogen. Now you've got your fancy pants degree. Are you finally going to give the boys some cash, or are you just going to keep buying artisanal dog treats and soiled men's undies online like you pretend you don't? You can get fucked too, G-Ray, you gorilla queef. You're the type of pilot who issues written warnings to Jaydens. Gross. Hope he is a pilot.
Oh. Next one's from Michael. Mr. Allen, you cheapskate, mountain bike riding, freeloading grub. I know you're a low-breed teacher, but those $18 single cans of craft beer you suck down tell me that you're not short of some coin. You even bring an AeroPress to school so you don't have to drink that Blend 43 swill like the rest of the unwashed reptiles in the staff room. Reach deep into the glove compartment of your European family car, pull out some of the coins you keep to feed the parking machines at your local VFL Oval and send them to the boys at MFB HQ. Get a fat one up ya.
This one, nearing the end here, this one is from Fang's guitarist and friend of the show, Sam Schumach. To anyone who has yet to help contribute to this podcast financially, your only excuse to not help send Heggy to his future spiritual home, Kuta Ground Zero Memorial, with signed copies of Have That and Low Breed,
is bettering yourself by using code MFB at betterhelp.com. If not, expect a Christmas gift under your car door handle in the form of dog shit or Lego in every crevice of your body. Cheers, lads. Love your work. Apologies for the last minute rushed effort.
Oh, mate, it was beautiful. It's got ad reads in there. Unbelievable, Sam. Cheers, mate. This one is from Nicholas. Kev, you cheap fuck. No more quoting your favourite MFB lines when you're listening for free like a stooge and not helping these two legends out. Be a good bloke and sling a few shekels to the boys. We can hate on Bogan dead shits knowing we're contributing to Heggie's Bali holiday where he'll inevitably be arrested. More chilly. Thanks, Nicholas.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, armed police came on board.
Status arrested.
When they landed, and that's what happened. Passengers say they don't believe he was drunk due to the airline not serving alcohol on that route. I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
Like, I've met Russians before, and hip flasks are quite common.
Yeah. And also, you can drink beforehand.
Yeah, as is just finishing a swig before performing an important task, yeah, such as killing someone or getting on a fucking plane.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, you know, they're not fucking around with...
No, you can't be.
They don't usually hide.
You can't be sunburned. It's an overnight flight.
Yeah. It is shit logic. Very much flawed. Although they don't usually hide it. Like, it's, they usually walk on with a bottle in their hand. Oh, whatever. What are you going to do? It turns out I'm going to kick you off, but not before I bash a few people and drink all of this. The internet piped up.
There we go.
And we're overwhelmingly on the side of the defenseless baby. So sometimes.
Yeah, you
know, people pull together.
Yeah, and state the obvious.
Yeah, between sticking up for women.
That's no good for that baby.
Yeah, why would he do it? Like, I wouldn't do that, wouldn't you? Between sticking up for women and babies.
More sus, I reckon. If you're going online and saying, I wouldn't do that to a child,
probably.
Why'd you have to write it?
Oh, most things. Most things are projecting.
Yeah. Bit of that at the minute.
A fair bit of blatant... what would be considered racism against nearly anyone, because as Russians, it doesn't count. No one said anything. It was like typical Russians. Like, there's a lot of that in comments, as there often is. I wouldn't think to do that myself. He was being held at the Novosibirsk Tolmachevo airport holding cell. They've got a cell in the airport.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably do everywhere, but, you know, you don't hear it that much.
You can find that on the website.
Straight to jail. Mm. You can't find that in the... It's not next to the prayer room and the, you know, bookshop. That'd be good, though, if it was like a full in-the-open kiosk situation, four sides.
Like a zoo.
Yeah.
Zoo enclosure.
Like they have, I don't know if they, with the smoking enclosures in places.
Singapore
in some Asian,
airport.
Singapore.
Yeah.
You can go and tap on the glass, have a laugh, do what you want, press ham them.
Yeah, it's like the cash game at Crown, you know, the cash and the fan, except you're just trying to get lung cancer.
Why, yeah.
Just in there, you go,
if you,
take it all in.
You could lie on the floor and reduce the risks, maybe. You get stomped, but you'd get less lung cancer, perhaps.
Stop, drop, and roll the durry.
Yeah. Ivan started going berserk in the cell, banging on the cell walls and taking his shirt off. I reckon they enjoy that aspect of masculinity as well, the Russians. I've seen it a lot when the stakes are high, shirts off. But it's different. That's the difference between the East and the West, I reckon. It's when you see a shirt come off in the greatest country on earth, it'll be followed by some screaming and flexing and stuff. You see one come off a Russian, they're not in the sort of shape that modern muscle men aim for with their greased up abs and other bullshit.
Well, I saw an Eastern European street fight on Instagram, just popped up.
Vicious.
You know. But it was like one mixed martial artist. First two drunk guys were fucking giving him shit and his shirt off and just fucking curl toes one of them.
Oh, yeah?
You know, where they hit the deck and the feet are
yeah.
a bit stiff.
I bet they've,
but
after
shirt
waking
off.
Up, went and fucking woke him, went and killed him. Like, you're talking about some ripped guy beat up two fat guys.
No, is it sort of like, not shredded, but pretty built. Yeah, but
and the
shirt
others
off.
Were just regular street drunks.
Mm.
Okay.
Killing him.
Yeah, righto.
He was psycho, though.
I reckon that, the drunks are just tougher, generally.
Mm.
Than, like, you get someone all ripped and beach muscled up and shit, I'd back a fat Russian any day against them. Take a hit, have a drink, get in, don't give up. until someone's dead. Ivan Ivanovich started banging on the perspex they have attached to the bars of the holding cell. I assume to stop them spitting on the receptionist or whatever.
Yeah.
They've got perspex as well as bars. Pretty good. It's like to stop animals scratching in the zoo, that sort of thing. Two videos we came across. There's one on here. I think you got some.
Yeah. Him beating the walls.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. He's going for it.
Yeah.
It's him at the end where
and
he
then
does
it
a,
stops. Yeah.
He
yeah.
does a gun, fake gun. Makes a gun with his hands and points it out.
Yeah. That was a clincher. I mean, that sounds
it
a lot
like good bag work, though. Like, I reckon he's boxed in the past. It was good rhythm.
Yeah. I reckon it sounded like the your favourite stage act, Stomp. The Tap Dog / Stomp doubleheader down at Twin Towns that you went to. Sounds a bit like that. Yeah, you know, they got garbage cans and shit.
Of course.
Tap dancing with fucking garbage cans and stuff. You've been to that, haven't you?
I've never seen that. How dare you?
They're
rather sure. You say I called a baby a slut than accuse me of going to Stomp.
Their shirts off types, aren't they? The Stomp Tap Dog.
I assume so. Oh, all man. Musicals are.
What is it? Yeah. It's what musicals are now. It's just stripping.
My wife got me to Les Mis. The first one I ever saw was Les Mis. It was fucking unbelievable. Mm. Been a few times. Loved it. And then everyone I've seen since has been
rubbish.
Hmm.
9/11.
Yeah. Gander.
Went to that. Gander
the musical.
Yeah, you went to
what
that.
What was it called?
You
know? Come From Away?
Yeah.
Yeah. They all just got along.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Two guards had to come in and wrestle him down off his holding cell.
That musical, by the way, everyone in that tiny town in Canada couldn't be more welcoming to everyone on that plane.
Yeah.
During 9/11.
It's absolute bullshit. There's a grump there. There's always a town grump.
Yeah.
A town of two people is going to have a grump. There's fucking no
two
way.
Men holding hands, why I order. None of that.
Nah.
Everyone was fine with everything.
Yeah.
Unlike any other country town I've ever been to in my entire life. Not even a side eye at a...
And whoever owns a Chinese restaurant. I'd like to go there and see what's going on, really. Do some
have a gander.
Have a gander. And
have a gander
see
in gander.
Proper feel on the ground. It's get some boots on the ground. Report back. Won't be like that at all.
Well, there apparently everyone had fucking tap shoes on the ground. There were no boots on the ground.
Oh,
everyone was dancing.
Was it tap dance?
No, it wasn't. There was a lot of dancing, though, and... Yeah.
You're fucking bad. Even if I was on a plane and they're like, oh, kick the window out and I'll tap dance some fucking cookies over to you, I'm all right, thanks. Get the fuck away. Get off the tarmac. That's worse than what we just escaped from. Is that what was happening? They're coming on and bringing them home cooked lasagnas and shit.
Yeah.
How's that work? Stuff they prepared earlier.
Yeah.
It's fucking tin food and shit they're throwing on the plane.
No, I think it's...
Were they allowed off the planes?
Yeah, they got off the plane and went to a nearby community hall or something. Yeah.
Wonder if anyone stayed. Like, that'd be the clincher. Some of these setbacks went, this place is so nice, I'm staying. Forever.
If I remember correctly, I think some of them, or people came back later and, you know.
Married someone.
Reunion fun, yeah.
Yeah. Yuck.
Yuck.
He'd get wrestled off his cell. There's a bench in the cell, like a sauna.
Again, you haven't said yuck at any other point of this episode. Some of the most brutal atrocities have been committed on board.
Mm.
People came back, did they, to visit? Yuck.
Nah. Not having it. he had a bench in there like a sauna. They wrestled him off that, handcuffed him. Later taken under armed guard by ambulance for medical checks.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. It's been a fucking real theme, mate. Well, I mean, it's theme in most, but he's don't know what happened to him after that. Medical checks mean something different over there, where there's 10 foot of snow and then fucking earth under, you don't know. He's sleeping with a woolly mammoth now. Anyway, the internet spoke up.
Oh, here we go.
And this is how we're going to round out. And as usual, the hive mind, as you call it, when you're asking for help with a modern conundrum. Had a lot of the same thing to say.
Put him in a gulag?
Yeah, it was all that.
Yeah.
All that. But the only one commenter worth quoting, really, and I learned something here, Rob Zombie, not Alice Cooper's mate. This
was
one,
she? Question mark?
Yeah. this one's from Manchester. He said, Surprised he wasn't taken down earlier. But not easy in confined space. Here we go.
Yep.
Krav Maga is a useful skill.
Krav Maga, yeah.
Krav Maga has two disciplines. From what I've looked into Krav Maga now, and it would be a useful skill. Yeah. One for the Israeli security forces, one's for civilians, the two disciplines. Main principle is to finish a fight as quickly as possible using aggression.
Yeah.
So attack preemptively if possible.
You've got a Maga hat. Yeah.
Krav. Kravis.
Should we wear me Krav hat or me Maga hat?
Use any objects you can. Keep striking until your enemy is incapacitated.
Yeah.
Targeting vulnerable points like knees, balls, eyes, throat, solar plexus, feet, liver. I always endeavour to punch someone in the liver if it looks like there might be a threat. Liver's a rough one too.
Takes a few seconds, like a ball hit.
Well, the fact that it sort of endorses like preemptive strike, from what I can gather, Krav Maga is just fucking being a madman. It doesn't care if you maim or disfigure someone permanently.
Yeah.
And you can do it before they do it and it looks like they might have done something to you. That's not how life fucking works. Not all Krav Maga over here. If it was, we'd be in far bigger trouble than we already are.
See, you beat that guy with a trolley pole and then put his head through a window. I'm actually a highly skilled Krav Maga.
Sorry about that.
Practitioner.
I'm a method actor Krav Maga fighter and I forgot that I wasn't, you know, those fucking turds you see still living in their role. It's like that.
Yeah.
Like those ones that, oh no, you can't call me that. My name's actually this because I'm at the theatre.
About
to go on. You've got to call me, you know, Nicholas the Great. Nah, fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm calling you what I want. Yuck.
Day-Lewis.
Yeah, he's a bit. Why don't they just act? That'd be better, wouldn't it?
No, he makes shoes in Italy.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, did he? Go and get a job as a
cobbler.
Oh, yeah. Turned up for his shift, did he? On time?
No, just makes his own.
Get whacked.
Yeah, he's not. No. This isn't for a role. I think he just lives in Italy now making shoes.
For people or for himself?
I assume for people.
Okay. I'll bet this is a 20-year plan that he's going to be like an 85-year-old shoemaker in a film that's being written at some stage.
That's fucking 9 hours.
Yeah.
And it'll be called The Shoemaker.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Without question.
Yuck. There's my yuck for the episode. That brings us to the end of another episode of Midflight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/MidflightBrawl if you want more content, early access to ticket sales. You know the drill. Get in there. Heggy's got two specials on YouTube now. I've got one, and his tour, Grogan, 2024 stand-up tour, on sale now, lukeheggy.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. See you next week.
See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.